Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cead mila fáilte, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fur a maná, kia ora tena koutou katoa. Welcome one and all to another edition of Capital Irish at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. Anthony Gaffney here on the airways for you today. Delighted to be back in the hot seat to bring you this wonderful show. We also have Ray in the nerve centre, so kick back for the next wee while and we hope you enjoy the show. So, it's been a busy couple of months, isn't it, since I think I last was on. I think I talked before about moving house over to Greytown and getting out to the Wairarapa. Certainly been busy kind of heading over that hill and back and forth again. And I guess the one thing that's dominated all of our conversations recently has probably been the weather, where you step outside, you don't even know what's going to happen by the end of the day. I think last week I... for those that know me, I'm phonically challenged. So I went through a period of being burnt on my head at the start of the week to having snow and almost frostbite by the end of the week. So definitely kind of interesting challenges on the weather front. And I think someone said to me there last week, but you're from Ireland, you should be used to all the rain they were having. To be honest, I'm not. The horizontal rain that I seem to be seeing kind of down my end of the Wellington CBD is probably the likes that I haven't seen for a very long time. So, yeah, definitely kind of challenging times as we have them at the moment. So, good to be here. And we'll probably kind of crack into a little bit of music at the moment to give my voice a bit of a break. And the one that we have kind of coming up for you now at the moment is from the universally acclaimed Wicklow musician Hoosier, who's released a brand new track from his upcoming third studio album, Unreal Unearth, which is expected to be released later this year. It's his first album since 2019 when he issued Wasteland Baby. And this is a really good single called Song for Leda, which was written and produced by the man himself, produced by Jennifer Del Civio. And so the singer-songwriter has dedicated this one to some of those who are struggling for women's rights around the world. So I'll let this one play out for you now. This is Hoosier with Swan Upon Lake.
Thank you. still outside the reach of him, would never belong to angels, had never belonged to men.
Great stuff. Up next for you, we have a new single from the Dublin-based garage punk rockers Sprints. On this one, you've got the frontwoman Carla Chubb and bassist Sam McCann kind of sharing vocal duties with the, I guess, the pair lyrically dueling on top of all these kind of energetic guitar blasts that the quartet have become famous for now. This one in particular was released via Nice Swan Records, produced by Daniel Fox from Gillaband. And it's a, you know, rather joyful, raucous ode to, I guess, falling in love and, you know, full of cool riffs and heartfelt lyrics. So I hope you enjoy it. This is Literary Mind by Sprints.
Yeah. Next up now, we have a new single, and it's in fact the lead single from the forthcoming debut album from Ich Bin in Aaron called The Hardworking Men. It's dropping on October 28th, and it's a brilliant kind of collection of kind of modern traditional music, you know, full of sly wit, kind of charismatic charm and whatnot. That is kind of the signature offering from these two guys, if you know Ich Bin in Aaron. So if you're one of the lucky ones back at home that's had the privilege of seeing a live session with Thomas Mulligan and Adam J. Houlihan, you know what to expect. But if not, and you're one of us watching from afar, no worries. The duo is kind of take on traditional kind of Irish music with their spin on it does kind of perfectly translate into a studio setting, as is evidenced by this single that we're going to play for you in a second called Talk to Joe. And it's been coined a kind of tragicomic take on Irish society, which sounds wonderful and tragic at the same time. But Mulligan, who wrote the song, gave a bit of a description as to where he got the inspiration for it. And this is a bit of an extract that I found. He said, "We wrote Talk to Joe following my time working on RTE's Live Line for a brief stint. So there I got to screen the calls and pursue various different stories. So while the lyrics are inspired by real stories, they've been sufficiently altered to protect the extremely guilty," which is a great description. So sit back and listen to this one now. It's called Talk to Joe by Ich Bin in Aaron.
State of the country, it's all gone to the dogs. Me landlord's poisoning me water, and it's killing all me frogs. They're putting up the price of the motor tax, sea level and the drink. I called me plumber 6 weeks ago, and he still hasn't fixed me sink. Well, there's a man down in Donnybrook. You can tell him all your woes. If no one will give you a second look, you can come on and talk to Joe, and we'll talk to Joe, we'll talk to Joe, we'll talk to Joe, I tells you, Joe, it's an absolute disgrace. And they've stopped accepting Stirling down in the Dundalk mess. And I haven't slept a wink, Joe, me head's a bloody mess. I'm getting married in the morning, and the dog just hit the dress. So I think I'm gonna call up Lifeline, and I'll give the nation stink. And I tells you it's a bloody disgrace, Joe. They put up the drink, and we'll talk to Joe, and we'll talk to Joe. Joe, I tell you, Joe, me wallet, it's in bits. After shelling out a fortune for the wife's brand new tits, and I tell you, Joe, I've a pain in me bloody head. Put a turkey in the fridge last night, and today the whore was dead. So I think I'll sit down on the sofa, and I'll pour a glass of wine. There's so many bloody Egypts on the radio, they should rename it Live Wine. And we'll talk to
a few things coming up sport wise and locally, which we'll kind of go over. I guess first up, as I say, I'm a big mad rugby fan, so I've had a very enjoyable summer here with the boys on tour, and no sooner is that kind of finished, I suppose, than we've got the Rugby League World Cup is just about to kick off. So if that takes your interest, Ireland have got games against Jamaica, the Lebanon, and then we're also playing New Zealand. I think it's the 28th of October that has been played in the UK. So that'll probably be the 29th here, probably 7:30 a.m. You might have to kind of get up for that one, which is not too bad compared to some of the other games. And then we'll be stepping into the autumn internationals, probably something else to look forward to. Ireland are kicking off with South Africa on the 5th of November, Fiji on the 12th of November, and then playing Australia on the 19th. So plenty good rugby action kind of coming up to get us through into the summer or the winter back at home. But one thing that's worth stopping and kind of celebrating is that after a night of high drama, I suppose, in the European playoffs, where there was various teams going forward and others not making it, the Republic of Ireland qualified for the FIFA Women's World Cup Finals by defeating Scotland 1-0 at Hampden Park in Glasgow. And it's amazing that it's the first time they've qualified for the major tournament. So well done to the girls in green. And in particular, well done to substitute Amber Barrett, who kind of came on and I think slotted in the winner in extra time to kind of send the Scottish hosts, wouldn't say home, but definitely kind of stopping them from progressing through to the World Cup finals. So the great thing about that is that it's next year. The World Cup finals, I think it's been shared between Australia and New Zealand. So hopefully when they do the draw tomorrow, the Ireland team get a few games here in New Zealand, and particularly in Wellington, so we get to see them. One other thing to look forward to coming up with through the Irish Business Network of New Zealand here in Wellington is a Meet the Ambassador session. So we know Peter Ryan is headed off home. We have a new ambassador, Jane Connolly. So come along and join the Irish Business Network of New Zealand at the Embassy of Ireland up there at Level 10, 86 Victoria Street between 12:30 and 1:30 p.m. Great opportunity to kind of meet and mingle with some of the other Irish Business Network members and meet the Ambassador Jane Connolly herself. So you need to register through their website for a ticket. Spaces are limited. Make sure you get on there and book yourself in. So other things to look forward to, keep an eye out on some of the other websites and the other groups that we're affiliated with, particularly the Hutt Valley Irish Society, the Wellington Irish Society, Friends of Ireland, and as I said before, the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. As always, stay safe. We'll catch you next week for myself and Ray and the team here at Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Slán leat agus go raibh agat, Ca Cite Aonó. We'll play you out with something that's a bit special to commemorate the Girls in Green qualifying for the World Cup finals and in memory of the original Ireland squad who qualified for their first ever major tournament for which the song is based back in 1998 in West Germany. This is Christy Moore with Joxer Goes to Stuttgart.
Thank you very much.
It was in the year of 88 in the lovely month of June, when the gadflies were swarming and dogs howling at the moon.
On heat on the front here.
How it rosary beads and sandwiches for Stuttgart we began. Joxer packed his German phrase book and jump plates for the van. Oh, well, some of the lads had never been away from home before. It was the first time Whacker put his foot outside of Inchicore. And before we left for Europe, we knew we'd need a plan. So we all agreed that Joxer was the man to drive the van. In Germany, the Autobahn was like the Long Mile Road. There was every make a car and van, all carrying the full load. Four transits and hiaces and an old Bedford from Tralee, with the engine overheating from long haul and duty free. Well, there was fans from Ballyfermot, Ballybuck and Ballymun, on the journey of a lifetime, and a crack was 91. Well, Joxer met a German's daughter on the banks of the River Rhine, and he told her she'd be welcome in Ballyfermot any time. A big falcher wrote Fräulein. And as soon as we found Stuttgart, we got the wagons in a ring. Sean Oak got out the banjo and Peter played the mandolin. Oh, there was fans there from everywhere, attracted by the sounds. At the first flag here in Europe, and Joxer passed the flagging round. But the session, it ended when we'd finished all the stout. The air mattresses inflated and the sleeping bags rolled out. As one by one we fell asleep, Joxer had a dream. He dreamt himself and Jack Charlton sat down to pick the team. Joxer dreamt they both agreed and Paddy Bonner straight away, and that Moore and Whelan and McGraw were certainly to play. But tempers they began to rise, patience weren't in. Jack wanted Cascarino, but Joxer wanted Quinn. And the dream turned into a nightmare. Joxer stuck to head and Jack, who wanted to bring Johnny Giles and Eamon Dunphy back. Oh, well, the cock crew in the morning, it crew but loud and shrill, and Joxer woke up in his sleeping bag many miles from Arbor Hill. And next morning, none of the experts gave us the slightest chance. They said that the English team would lead us on a merry dance. Oh, with their Union Jacks, all them English fans, for victory they were set. Until Ray Houghton got the ball and he stuck it in the net.
Thank you! Lovely!
What happened next is history, brought tears to many eyes. Oh, that day will be the highlight of many people's lives. Well, Joxer climbed right over the top, and the last time he was seen was arm in arm with Jack Charlton singing Revenge for Skibbereen. And a Whacker's back in Inchicore, he's living with his mam.
and Jack Charlton has been proclaimed an honorary Irishman. Hey, listen, do you remember the German's daughter on the banks of the River Rhine? Lord, yes, didn't she? Didn't she show up in Ballyfermot last week?
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.